Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 1, looking at verse 23. James is actually setting himself up tonight for something that we're going to talk about in the next lesson, but he's talking here about the fact that if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He's setting us up for what he's going to tell us is that that people look at the mirror and then they forget what they saw in the next verse. But in verse 23, he's trying to explain to us this whole idea of being doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. One of the realities is that we often deceive ourselves because we think simply because we listen to the word, we get spiritual. Turn to your neighbor and say, that doesn't happen. It's when you do the word that you begin to grow. It's when you do the word that when you begin to get stronger. It's when you do the word, you understand the word. A lot of the scripture cannot be understood by your brain. It cannot be understood by your spirit. It must be understood by your action. Many things in the scriptures are simple, and you can understand where a place is, a location. That's not a problem. But some of the truths are spiritual. They just cannot be understood until you actually take the faith and step across the line and make the sacrifice. And that's what he's saying. A lot of times we look into the Word of God, and we think because we've looked into the Word of God, which is the mirror of our soul, everything's wonderful. But your memory is as good as mine. And you know, I've been having moments of senility since I was 30. I don't know about you, but I just forget things, and that's why I write things down on cards. That's why I make notes in my Bible. That's why I file them in Excel spreadsheets. That's why I put them in a list, and I type things up and stick it on my computer. I write things down. I take notes because I forget things, and I forget the Word of God like you do. You could be reading through a passage you read through 10 times, and you go, "I never saw that. Look at that." And so we have to be very careful not to think in this deceptive mindset. We need to be very careful not to think that just because we heard the word, we're good. That's deception. That's deception. See, if I hear the word and I act on the word, now I'm doing well. Paul will talk about this very same thing, almost using the very same words, where he says in Romans chapter 2 and verse 3, he tells us these things. He says, in Romans chapter 2 and verse 3, excuse me, verse 13, he says this, "For not the hearers of the law, but the doers." For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. You and I have to understand that justification comes when we actually step out in faith and believe enough to do what God's called us to do. Yes. Belief and listening is not enough, and that's his point. We look into the Word of God like we look into a mirror, and most of the time we simply turn around and walk away. We'll talk more about that when we get to James chapter 1 and verse 24.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.